We invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion. Bread, juice, reminders of his body broken, of his blood poured out. We mentioned in John 6, Jesus says, "It's the one who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood that is in me and I in him." There's this relationship we have with Jesus, this dependence we have on Jesus. If we don't eat and drink, if we don't have fuel going into these corpses, we die. We don't continue to live. And Jesus is saying, "I'm the source of your life. I'm the source of your life. Drink my blood, eat my flesh." Not in some creepy, weird sense, but recognizing his death on the cross is what sustains my life. It's only because I died with him and am now raised to life in him. I'm drawing every sustenance, I am completely, utterly dependent on him for spiritual life. And so we come to the table. We come to take bread, which is a reminder, a picture of Jesus' body torn and broken for us. We take juice, which is a reminder of his blood poured out for us. And we recognize that it is only at the cross that I receive the life-giving, life-sustaining power from Jesus. It's feeding on him. It's my dependence on him, my relationship with him, my being connected in him as a branch is connected to the root system, drawing nutrients from, as a body is connected to its head. The blood has to be circulating or doesn't work. This is a picture of our dependence, our neediness, our throwing ourselves on his mercy. We take bread, which reminds us of what it costs to pay for my sins. His blood, a reminder of the price he paid to rescue a wretch like me so that I could find life in him, find sustenance in him, enter into that relationship of dependence on him where I am blessed and receive every good thing from him, every spiritual blessing, as I'm connected to the root of the vine, connected to the head of the body. Consider your relationship to Christ as we serve bread and juice. If you are in Christ through faith in him alone, you're welcome to take bread, take juice, reflect on what he did for you and you, your dependence today, ongoing dependence in him. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks for giving himself for us, and we'll take and receive that together. Jesus, thank you that when I was dead, you made me alive. You caused me to be born again through the living word. Give life to a corpse so that I could believe in you and receive every good gift in you, be connected to you, draw sustenance, draw life from you. Today, we gladly acknowledge our utter and total dependence on you for every good thing. We come as needy sinners in need of your grace afresh today. Would you fill us with your spirit? Fill us with yourself. Fill us with everything we need to be who we were created to be in relationship with you, enjoying communion with you. Thank you that you come into us and change us from the inside. We now receive a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body, which is broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.